Following is another classic hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Pleasanton able to get the ball into the front court. Here's another three. Zwiener up and in. Mariah Zwiener doesn't take long to shoot it, but it was nothing but net.
Tonight, the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament wraps up with the Bulldogs battling the Litchfield Trojans. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Quickly up the floor with it, the Bulldogs get it in the left-hand corner. Caleb Pritchard finds an open eight-footer. It's dancing on the rim and goes home. Caleb Pritchard with 5 points, 14-13 Pleasanton.
Tonight's girls game features two squads looking for their first win, which could make a great Christmas gift. The boys game is just the opposite, as unbeaten Litchfield faces a Pleasanton team whose only loss is to D1 number one Overton. It's the Trojans and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Pleasanton in the old gym here for the first game of tonight's doubleheader in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. We bring you the girls' consolation game between the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs and the Litchfield Lady Trojans. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. As both these teams come in, as you heard, struggling a little bit, the Litchfield, a program that's just trying to get things turned around with Coach Paul Polk, and of course, for Pleasanton, they've lost so many girls, and they're starting over here with a lot of new kids and banged up a little bit as well. Let's look at the starters, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. 5 Points Bank for Litchfield, number 12 of the 5'5 senior, Hope Downer. Number 13 is the 5'9 sophomore, Felicia Shepherdson. Number 20 is the 5'5 senior, Kelsey Unick. Number 24, a 5'4 senior, Bridget Jansen. And number 30, a 5'5 senior, Gianna Stidham. Head coach of the Trojans, Paul Polk, assisted by Dexter Goodner. For Pleasanton, number 12, is a 5'2 junior, Courtney Dow. Number 20 is a 5'9 senior, Nicole Lasmussen. Number 22 is a 5'1 freshman, Mallory Pace. Number 34 is a 5'6 sophomore, Brenna Seeger. And number 44 is a 5'9 sophomore, Mariah Zwiener. Head coaches, Brenna Pace, assisted by Kathy Schubey. Both teams 0-6, but will go into the holiday break with the win. So that's a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. And we'll be back with more, including the tip-off, right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Simatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. New Tech Seed, best of luck from Terry and Jason Stark. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Good with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Litchfield. We're also on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We will have the boys' championship game, which will also be between Pleasanton and Litchfield, coming up at 7:45. But right now, the girls' contest in the opening tip will be controlled here by Pleasanton. But unfortunately, they throw it away before they can even get into their offense here. They make that first pass into the wing. It goes through Zwiener's hand and out of bounds. So let's see how the game's played here. Both teams are going to get a chance to win their first game of the year as we set up the top of the broadcast. Litchfield with the basketball and Pleasanton playing a man-to-man, trying to lob it inside. The ball will be deflected away. It's going to be the team that makes the least mistakes and maybe can get into their offense first. You expect both teams will find a way to get something going, whether it's hitting the outside shot or trying to get it into the post, and I assume that that's what both teams are going to try and do here. Litchfield will get it to Shepherdson. She'll take the first shot of the ball game from the right elbow. It's no good. The rebound will be pulled down by Mallory Payne. Playing in the old gym, the girls' championship between Bertrand and Arapaho going on in the new gym here at Pleasanton. Inside, they get it to Rasmussen, and she'll score the first bucket of the ball game. Nicole, with a nice spin, up and in. She led Pleasanton with 9 points and 10 rebounds last night. She might be the best player on the floor here, but you got a lot of youngsters. And that was a good drive inside. The ball deflected away. They're going to say Courtney Dow comes away with a clean block on the shot attempt of Stinnum. Baseball pass to the other end. The short jumper will not go for pace to the rebound brought down by Litchfield. Bridget Jansen will pull it down here for the Trojans. Just underway, a minute into our ball game, and Pleasanton had the first bucket. Stinnum goes to the baseline. There's the ball faked by Shepherdson. Shepherdson's going to walk with the basketball, and Litchfield will turn it over for the first time in the basketball game. Litchfield will try and put on some pressure. It's given Pleasanton trouble all year, and the inbounds pass swatted away. There's not as much room here on the end line of the old gymnasium as in the newer gyms, of course, and so maybe you get a little bit of an advantage playing defense on the inbound. Pleasanton will get it in, but the outlet pass will be stolen away by Bridget Jansen. Second turnover here for the Bulldogs, and Litchfield will get into their offense. Unguarded top of the circle, so driving right in with the shot is Unick, but Unick's runner is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Rasmussen. Nicole will bring it into the front court, and the Bulldogs will get into their offense here. Looks like it's going to be also another steal. Momentarily, Zwiener got it back, and they'll reset the offense. Up the top, Mallory Pace. Of course, Pleasanton playing without Kelly Bauer, their point guard. She got injured last Friday and was out for a few days. Rasmussen on the low post. Good entry pass. We'll spin and score. And Nicole has the first two buckets of the ball game, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. 6:05 to go here in the first quarter. Litchfield looking to get on the board, get some momentum when you are not used to winning. You need to get off to a good start, and that's what Litchfield's looking for here. Jansen with the top of the circle off a couple of picks is going to be Shepherdson. Shepherdson kicks it inside. Now back out for a three-pointer. It's off the mark, but an offensive rebound and foul called on Pleasanton. Offensive rebound for Hope Downer, and she's going to go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. See who the foul's on, as that three-pointer was too strong. Couldn't quite tell who was underneath there for Pleasanton. It's going to be on Mallory Pates. First foul of the game, and the free throw by Downer is in and out no good. Downer will get a second one. You've got four seniors and Shepherdson, the sophomore, in the starting lineup here for Litchfield. As the free throw is up and in, so Downer gets Litchfield on the board. And 4-1 your score. As Dowell tries to bring the ball up the floor, she speeds it across the timeline with a crossover dribble and gives it to Pace on the right side of the key. Hands it off to Zwiener, who's not afraid to shoot from anywhere. He's got a good-looking shot. Star last Friday hit a couple of threes, last night a couple of deuces, and this time they try to shove it inside, and Rasmussen can't handle it, and it'll fall into the hands of Bridget Jansen. And here come the Trojans across the timeline, attacking the left side of the key. The shot by Stidham is deflected away by Siebert. Picked back up and shot again, and it won't go. Siebert will have the rebound here for the Bulldogs, who are up by a score of 4-1. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter as the ball is deflected out of bounds. Pleasanton will be the first team to go to the bench here, and coming into the ball game will be Alyssa Stubbs, 5'4 sophomore. And the inbounds pass will go up top to Pace. Pace brings it to the left side of the key, out to Stubbs, three-point land. Lefty doesn't want the shot. We're going to reverse it back up to the top, then over to Zwiener, overthrows Mariah, and onto the stage it comes. A Pleasanton turnover. And obviously, Pleasanton had a lot of trouble hanging onto the basketball last night. They had 33 turnovers against Arapaho, 13 in the first quarter against Arapaho's full-court press. Litchfield looking for their first field goal of the basketball game off a couple of picks. They drive the right side. The layup is up and in for Kelsey Unick. Litchfield's got a couple of drives to the bucket, and finally they get one to fall. Unick gets the bucket, and it's 4-3 in favor of Pleasanton. Rasmussen will bring the ball off the floor here against the matchup of the Litchfield defense. Trouble getting the ball passed along. Now out on the wing, a three-pointer is going to be fired up there by Tate. It's no good. Too strong. Backside rebound comes down to Stidham. Stidham will bring the ball up the floor herself with a left-hand dribble. Right side of the lane, and she's going to be called for a travel as Wiener flashed in front of her. Bulldogs are missing something because about four times now, Litchfield's been able to take the ball right down the right side of the lane and go in for a running layup. They've only made one of them, but definitely the shot has been there. Litchfield's pressure is giving Pleasanton some problems here as Rasmussen will make the pass across the timeline. The pace, he tries to force it down to Stubbs. The ball is loose. We'll get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of the Litchfield Trojans. So turnover number four for Pleasanton. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's 4-3 Pleasanton. The Litchfields actually look the better of the two teams. They just haven't made a couple of short shots. They'll try and force it inside. The ball's going to be deflected away. Downer's trying to grab it, but we're going to get another jump. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. And Pleasanton will get the possession, and we've got a couple of substitutions coming in here for Litchfield. Megan Funk will check into the ball game, as will Taylor Picker. 4-3 Pleasanton midway through the first quarter, trying to find some room against the fresher Mallory Pate. Outlet pass goes from one side of the court to the other to Dowell. Throwing at the width of the course and trying to lob it in again. It's stolen away. And traveling to the other end for the layup, a foul will be called, and that will send Kelsey Unick to the line and shoot two. We've seen Pleasanton now. This is the third time in the last week. They played Overton, who was looking for their first win on Friday. Overton got the win last night, playing a very good Arapahoe team that won. And the first free throw here by Kelsey Unick is up and in. The foul called on Mallory Pates. It's going to be her second. And checking into the ball game will be Mickey Ahrens. Pleasanton had some problems with the pressure both nights, but they're really making some unforced errors here in turnovers. Simple passes that are being thrown right at Litchfield, and they're making the steal. Second free throw is no good, and Brenna Siebert will get the rebound. So let's see if Pleasanton can shake off a little bit of the early doldrums here and get things going the way we saw, especially last Friday night and in the middle two quarters last night. Up top with it is going to be Aaron. Swings it right side. Little room for Siebert. She attacks the hoop and puts it up and in. Brenna had to step around a last-second defensive attempt there of the Trojans, but got it to work. And it is 6-4, and we hustle to the other end, and we've got a reach-in foul called. Again on Pleasanton. And it looks like this one will be called on Alyssa Stubbs. Her first and the third team foul here in the first quarter on Pleasanton, who has a two-point lead. Inbounds pass underneath the hoop. Get it low. Jumper in traffic. Will not go for Unick. Got a whole host of folks in there trying to find a loose ball, and it's finally kicked out of there. And Courtney Dowell will pick it up. Courtney brings the ball across the timeline. Left side goes to the left side of the key to the right. Back up top. Don't go to Ahrens. Does not take the three, trying to spread the floor here against the Trojan zone. Here comes Dowell, right side, good drive, six-footer, no good. Siebert off at the rebound, back up and in. So Siebert, back-to-back buckets here for Pleasanton. The lead is back up to 4, 8-4 the score. Doesn't take much to get this gym some volume in it. Not, of course, a very big gym. And driving in, as we say that, Taylor Picker makes a nice move for Litchfield down the middle of the lane, off the glass and in, 8-6. But you can sure hear the crowd here tonight. Of course, Pleasanton and just down the road about 9 miles or 14 miles away. So a good crowd on hand and an outside jumper. Courtney Dowell is up and in. So 10-6, the points starting to get on the board as the shots start to fall here over the last 2 minutes. And that opens things up for both teams a little bit. Pressure's on. Dowell makes the steal. Courtney to the other end and lays it up and in. Steal and score for Courtney Dowell. And it's now a six-point lead for the Bulldogs. 12-6 to score. They're on an 8-2 run. Up the floor with it will be Unick. Unick tries to come around the pick. And a foul is going to be called. And the foul is going to be called on the Trojans. Foul on the Trojans of Litchfield's Hope Downer. That will be their first foul of the game on the Trojans. And I think we're going to get a timeout on the floor, or do we have an injury? It looks like Downer might have hurt a finger there, and they're going to bring her out of the ball game. So she'll come out and back in will be Felicia Shepherdson. 2 minutes and counting here in the first quarter of play. Pleasanton 12 and Litchfield 6 in our girls' consolation game. Entry pass against the Rasmussen on the high post. reaching around to try to knock it away, Taylor Picker, and she'll be called for the foul. So it will be underneath the hoop here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and looking to throw it in. Seaver takes it out on the left wing, gets it right back to Brenna. Fadeaway jumper, a high archer from 10, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Unis. Unis looks for the long out left pass to Olivia Wardeen. Wardeen goes through the baseline to Prunk, and the ball is deflected, and we've got a jump ball. We'll stay with the Litchfield Trojans. You're listening to the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here on this Tuesday night before Christmas. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas as the shot is in and out by Wardeen. No good, and Rasmussen will pull down her second rebound for the Bulldogs, and she'll bring it across the timeline, give it off to Mickey Ahrens. Over the right side, get it to Zwiener, back up top, playing some catch, trying to spread the floor. Zwiener takes a long jumper and hits it. Mariah Zwiener with her first bucket, and it's been everybody scoring in spurts. Rasmussen got the first four. Siebert got the next four. Dowell got the next four, and now Zwiener gets the bucket, 14-6. And Litchfield in a little bit of trouble as they get across the timeline, but Picker will come up, take it, drive baseline right side, short jumper won't go, and the rebound brought down by Courtney Dowell. Dowell doesn't have the numbers, but she's going anyway, and is going to be called for the travel. Yeah, she got tripped up, end up walking with the basketball. Tell you one thing about Litchfield, they're not scared to take it to the hoop. They know what to do. They just may not have the quickest way to do it as far as the knowledge and ball handling, and that's one of the reasons they've struggled so far, handling that basketball. And now Brenna Siever just comes out and runs right into Megan Frunk, and that'll be a personal foul number one on Siever. 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 14-6 Pleasanton, looking for their first win of the 2010 season. Olivia Wardeen has it for Litchfield, swings it over to the right side to Unick. Unick bounce pass, right elbow, ball fake, drive in, Shepperson can't get anywhere, tries to go into the corner, but Picker had took off, and the pass goes behind her, and out of bounds. That'll leave us 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter for Pleasanton to get a good shot away and put a little more cushion between them and the Trojans after one quarter. It'll be Martin or Ahrens to bring it across the timeline. Up top, trying to get it to Zwiener. It's tipped and taken away. Going in for the layup for Litchfield, but can't get it. Follow shot, though, is half and in. Shepherdson with the offensive putback. We're down to 5 seconds to go. Up the floor, Dowell gets it to Zwiener. Zwiener shoots it at the horn from 19, and it's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here in Pleasanton. It's the Lady Dogs 14 and the Lady Trojans 8. We'll have second quarter action in a minute on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
And welcome back to Pleasanton as we're ready for second quarter action here in the holiday tournament of our girls' consolation game. It'll be Pleasanton with the basketball, leading at 14-8. The score here after one. We'll give you some first quarter numbers in just a moment. Let's see what Litchfield can do in their 1-3-1 zone. Seaver up between the circles, over to Zwiener, went for the steal, and couldn't come up with it that time for Wardeen, so they'll go back over to Seaver, playing catch over on the right side with Zwiener. Trying to find Rasmussen inside, and while they're doing that, a travel will be called. That is the eighth turnover on Pleasanton. Litchfield has five. Rebounds, eight for Pleasanton, five for Litchfield. Each team is 0-1 from three-point land. Free throw shooting, Litchfield 2-4. Pleasanton has yet to shoot one. And Litchfield has the basketball. Kelsey Unick has 3 points to lead the team. Siebert, Rasmussen, and Courtney Dowell all have four for Pleasanton. 5-second count is on here for Litchfield in the deep corner. And finally, a timeout going to be called here by the Trojans. They got trapped in the corner on the good defensive pressure by the Bulldogs, and a 30-second timeout. 7:39 to go here in the first half, 14-8 Pleasanton, and we'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in Pleasanton as our girls' consolation game continues here with the Bulldogs leading Litchfield 14-8. Trojans coming out of the timeout, and they've got the basketball. Nice pick set, and driving in off that pick is going to be Olivia Wardine, and a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Foul will go on Alyssa Stubbs. That's going to be her second. Mallory Pates also has two. 15 foul, and Litchfield will take it out underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the left-hand corner. Ball fake by Wardine. Drives the baseline. Open jumper is good. Olivia Wardine, the 5'7 sophomore, gets her first bucket and cuts the deficit to four. Long pass to break the press here for Pleasanton to Stubbs. Rasmussen at the free throw line, swings it over to a three-point attempt. That's a hit by Mariah Greener. Greener nails the three, the first three of the game for either team, and that'll make it 17-10. Off the pick, Litchfield brings it into the front court and can't come to a good solid stop there to travel on Kelsey Unick. First turnover of the second quarter here for Litchfield. Checking back in, Mallory Pates for Pleasanton. And the Bulldogs will throw it into the backcourt against full court pressure. Pates picks her dribble up and then throws it away. Going in for the layup and deciding to pass it off is Kelsey Unick. The ball will be deflected out of bounds by Pleasanton and stay with the Trojans of Litchfield. To throw it in is Megan Prunk. Prunk throws it into the corner. 15-footer, no good. Offensive rebound for Shepherdson. Felicia gives it off to Wardine. Brings it to the high post. Swings it right side. Jumper by Prunk is too strong. And Sweener will have the rebound here for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. 17-10 Pleasanton. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Page trapped across the timeline. Throws it high for Sweener. Sweener looks inside. Rasmussen was covered. Reverse it left side into the corner and driving in Stubbs. Has her shot partially blocked in there by Megan Prunk. And coming out of there with it is going to be Olivia Wardine. Wardine into the front court, back to Prunk in the right-hand corner. Drives the baseline, cut off there by Stubbs. Nice pass off with a jumper that goes up and in for Taylor Picker. Picker hits a little late footer, her second bucket, 17-12. And now some pressure in the backcourt and a little too much contact. Olivia Wardine will be called for her first foul in the team's third. 17-12 Pleasanton, and back into the ball game will be Dowell for Pleasanton, and also Taylor Linden will come in, and for the Trojans of Litchfield, Caitlin Kratzer and Tiana Stidham will check in. So Tiana Stidham will come in and play at the top of that 1-3-1. Here's Wiener, 19-footer, no good. Rebound into the corner, just trying to save it. Dowell just throws it into the play, and it goes right into the hands of Rasmussen, whose shot is no good. And the rebound brought down by Litchfield's Caitlin Kratzer, and she'll be fouled. Foul will go on Courtney Dowell, her first, and the team's sixth. They say that's the second on Dowell, so we'll have to recheck that. They do have two on the board against Courtney. Right now, Litchfield has the ball, but they trail 17-12 here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Playing catch around the perimeter, Olivia Wardine drills into the right-hand corner, cut off by Rasmussen in the Pleasanton man-to-man. Throws over the top here to Kratzer. Kratzer has it knocked off her knee, and it goes out of bounds. Seventh turnover for Litchfield. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will bring you all the first half stats. A little preview of the boys' championship. Same two schools, Pleasanton and Litchfield. Trying to break the press, Courtney Dowell, and she does. Lays it up over the front of the rim and in for her 6 point. A lead up to 7, 19-12 Bulldogs with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Litchfield being pushed a little farther away from the bucket. They'll go into the corner. Couple of dribbles and nothing there for Picker. Back up top to Kratzer. Kratzer will hand it off to Olivia Wardine. Wardine off a pick, comes to the right side, comes to the baseline, and a double dribble called. And Litchfield will turn it over on back-to-back possessions. Second in the ball game is going to be Brenna Siebert. Siebert will check in for the Bulldogs and check it out for a breather. It's going to be Zwiener. Here comes Pleasanton breaking the press, but they lose the handle. It took a funny bounce here in the old gym, and the turnover picked up by Olivia Wardine. Wardine will bring it back across the timeline here. Kick it into the right-hand corner. 15-footer by Shepherdson, no good. And the ball tipped into the hands of Courtney Dow, and off to the races she goes. It doesn't matter who's in the way. And a charging foul. Going to be called on Courtney Dow. Could have been called for the walk, but she extended her arm to push away the Litchfield defender. And she'll be called for the charge. And checking into the ball game will be number 24, Mickey Ahrens. And they just say that that is the second foul. They haven't changed that on Courtney Dow, so I think that's right. They put up two just a moment ago, and now she has two. On the other side, Litchfield's going to push the pace, crash in there, and draw the foul. Caitlin Kratzer will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Foul is going to be called on Kayla Linden, her first. Eighth foul, though, on Pleasanton. The first of two free throws is right through there for Caitlin Kratzer, who has her first point of the ball game. 4:11 to go, first half, 19-13 Pleasanton. The girls' championship going on. Arapahoe playing Bertrand. Bertrand got their first win of the season last night over Litchfield. Arapahoe 6-1. Second free throw is in and out and back in again for Caitlin Kratzer. So Kratzer hits them both, and it's 19-14. Pleasanton now has a five-point lead, and in the backcourt, fight for the loose ball. Pressure being put on here, almost deflected away, but Stidham couldn't grab it. Pleasanton fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Here's a 19-footer from the right wing by Zwiener, no good. Just had a toe on that three-point line, and the rebound brought down by Wardine. Olivia makes the outlet pass into the right-hand corner. Gets it there to Caitlin Kratzer. Kratzer needs some help. She's trapped, and we're going to have a foul called on Pleasanton. Foul is going to be called on Alyssa Stubbs. And that'll be the third on Stubbs, and a one-and-one coming up for Kratzer, who just made a pair of free throws. So a chance to cut the lead a little more here. And let's see if Kratzer can continue to shoot free throws well, and it's dancing around and in. So the shooter's touch there for the sophomore, Caitlin Kratzer. Stubbs will come out with those three fouls, and Mallory Pates will check in. So a little foul trouble here for the Bulldogs. Second free throw short, and the rebound comes down to Nicole Rasmussen. Rasmussen will dribble it across the timeline herself, brings it to the free throw line, now kicks it off. Quick reversal over to Zwiener, into the right-hand corner to Siebert. Lob it in and over the head of Rasmussen, who was trying to get position, and taken away by Shepherdson. Up the floor come the Trojans. They can make it a one-possession ball game here. Stidham's going to fire the three. It's out the front of the iron. Follows her shot. It gets deflected away. It's going to be picked up there by Kate Sweeley, who just checked in. And Litchfield will reset it here. Tiana Stidham lobs it back door. Great pass and a short step to Caitlin Kratzer. Litchfield, nice play to cut it to two, and Pleasanton wants to call a timeout. First good back pick that we've seen Litchfield execute, and with 3:03 to go here in the first half, it's Pleasanton 19, Litchfield 17, and we'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
And welcome back to the Pleasanton Free Holiday Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits. Pleasanton calling the timeout here, and they have the ball at half court. Trying to bring it up their pace and runs right into Olivia Wardine, but the ball bounces off of Wardine's leg and out of bounds. So Pleasanton will inbound at midcourt. Throw it in there to Mickey Ahrens. Over to Stever. Rasmussen, Zwiener also on the floor there with Pate. They've been stuck on 19 for a little while. Trying to get something going in the half court. Ahrens dribbles right side of the key, kicks it out in Zwiener. Back up top Stever, but the passes are always a little bit behind the teammates, they got to go back and get him. Sweener down to Rasmussen, double team, turnaround jumper, still got it to go. And Nicole Rasmussen, who scored the first 4 points of the game, gets her first point since then, 21-17. Litchfield to Stidham. Stidham fakes the three, drives in and kicks it back out. Right wing with it, the ball kicked out of bounds by Rasmussen. 2:12 to go here in the first half, 21-17 Pleasanton. Both teams trying to get into the win column for the first time this year. And it'll be Litchfield basketball. In the right-hand corner, they'll just hand it off to Olivia Wardy. Nothing there. Back up top to Kratzer. Caitlin's played well here in the second quarter. Swings it over to Stidham. Now down on the low block. The ball is deflected away, and Litchfield will turn it over for the ninth time in the game. Bates will come up with a loose ball and bring it into the front court. Swing it left side, Siebert. Siebert looking in for Rasmussen. They're trying to box it one in. Rasmussen kicks it back out. Straight away three. Zwiener right through there. Mariah Zwiener with her second three of the ball game, and the lead is back out to seven on back-to-back buckets here by the Bulldogs. Zwiener just a sophomore, but she's shown this year that she can shoot the ball. At the other end, Litchfield's going to be fouled, and Shepherdson will go to the line to shoot two. Tenth team foul, and the foul is on Siebert. That'll be her second. A minute 27 to go here in the first half, and Litchfield trying to stay in it a little bit here from the free throw line. Shepherdson with her first free throw of the ball game, and it's too strong, no good. Now checking in for the Bulldogs for the first time is Jenna Martin, and Siebert will come out. Coach Pates doesn't want anybody else picking up their third foul like Stubbs did earlier in the quarter. And the second free throw, this one is good for Shepherdson. She's got 3 points here in the first half. And it's 24-18 Pleasanton. Low pass on the inbounds, but Pates finds a way to grab it with her offhand and keep it alive. Lobs it into the front court to Zwiener. Zwiener back up top. Aarons hands it off and back over to Zwiener. Top to Martin, goes through her hands into the backcourt. That'll be an over-and-back violation. Fifth turnover of the quarter here on the Bulldogs. 12th of the ball game. And Litchfield will take it in from midcourt. Throw it in to Stidham. Stidham goes right side, wide open over there as Kratzer decides not to pass it. She looked into the paint there, and nobody was open. Kick it out between the circles. Dribble to the left side. Nice pass inside Stidham. And Rasmussen will block the shot that time of Wardine. Scramble for the ball. It's picked up there by the Trojans. Free throw line to Shepherdson. Her 15-footer no good. Long rebound comes out to Nicole Rasmussen. 45 seconds to go in the half. Rasmussen brings it all the way down to the baseline. Double team that takes it back out top. Swings it right side. Zwiener. She's there for three more, but that one's going to be short. Long rebound comes back out to Mariah. Gets another chance. As Pace will bring it into the high post, now kick it out. 25 seconds to go. Zina lobbing into Rasmussen, and the ball is going to be deflected and taken away by Wardine. Baseball pass to the other end. Shepherdson catches, shifts, and scores from 12 feet away. Alicia Shepherdson with 5 points. 12 seconds to go. 24-20 here in the first half, Pleasanton. They've got the ball, just trying to get up the floor here. They look a little tired. Rasmussen keeps on dribbling, loses the ball, and that will be the end of the first half of play. So I think the kids were wearing down there a little bit in the last minute of this first half of play, and it showed just a bit at the half with both teams trying to get in the win column. You know, they're feeling a little bit of pressure. They know they've got a chance to get a win tonight. Both squads are 0-6 playing here in the consolation game. But it's the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 24 and the Litchfield Lady Trojans 20. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll update you on the boys' game that's still to come and a whole lot more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. We're in the old gym of the elementary school here as the girls' consolation game of the 2010 Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament is going on. And it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Our girls' halftime score is 24-20 as Pleasanton leads Litchfield. Coming up next here, the boys' championship game will swing across the street into the new gymnasium where it is going to be Pleasanton and Litchfield doing battle. For the boys, we see that they are undefeated on the Litchfield side of things at 6-0 on the season after their win against Bertrand last night. And the competition continues to keep getting better, and Litchfield's seen some good competition. They played a Luke City team that's perennially very tough. They had to go to Sargent, who's coming off that great football season. They played Sandhills Thedford, and then they beat Bertrand, handing them just their second loss last night. For Pleasanton, they've also seen some decent competition to start the season. They have played Overton. That's their only loss of the year. And then, of course, Arapahoe, a heck of a ball game last night. They've also played Luke City early on this season, so both these teams have come away with wins over Luke City. In fact, the word is that the Litchfield boys have only beaten Pleasanton once in the last 20-plus years. It's kind of the haves and the have-nots. Litchfield's really always been a D1, D2 school. For a while, they're Pleasanton C2 and have kind of slowly lost some numbers, and they're a D2 school as well, but it's always been Pleasanton beating Litchfield anytime they play in anything. And tonight, Litchfield and the big fella in the middle, Adam Kuchera, 6'6 senior, they're looking for a chance to get a win against the Bulldogs tonight and stay undefeated on the season. And if they can do that, you got to like Litchfield's chances for maybe staying unbeaten for a while until they have to face Ravenna for the first time ever coming up at Ravenna on January the 8th. SDL will be a tough test. South Loop will be a tough test. And then they do play Pleasanton again at the final game of the regular season. I think it'll be a contrast in styles. You could tell that last night. Pleasanton won their boys' basketball game over Arapahoe 62-52, while Litchfield won their game over Bertrand 44-32, and that game was only 18-17 at the half. And so you know Litchfield does not want to run up and down the floor. Pleasanton will want to, and you got to think that Pleasanton has maybe a little more depth here. So Litchfield's got to find a way to slow it down and shoot the ball very well tonight when they don't get it into Adam Kuchera so that they can keep up with the Bulldogs here this evening. And that game will tip off between 7:30 and 7:45, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Right now, it's the consolation girls game at the half, Pleasanton 24 and Litchfield 20, and we'll come back with the numbers in 1 minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers, starting with the Lady Trojans of Litchfield. Six different players have scored. Hope Downer has 1 point and one rebound. Alicia Shepherdson has 5 points, tied for the team high, and two rebounds. Olivia Wardine, 2 points, two rebounds. Caitlin Kratzer, 5 points, all coming in the second quarter. She has a rebound. Kelsey Unick, 3 points, a rebound. Kate Sweeley and Bridget Jansen each have one rebound. Taylor Picker has 4 points, and Tiana Stenham has one rebound. I had Litchfield for five rebounds in each quarter. free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter and 4 of 6 in the second quarter of play. Litchfield's 0 of 1 from beyond the arc in each quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Litchfield's committed quite a few less fouls than Pleasanton. Nobody with more than one. Litchfield had 8 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block, and that was by Megan Frunk, and 9 turnovers for the Trojans, who obviously at 0-6 are trying to find some offense, and this is one of their better halves of the season. They've only been over 30 points once, and that was a 65-36 loss to Loup City. We will take a look at the Pleasanton numbers right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the first half numbers now for Pleasanton. 4 players are in the scorebook. Courtney Dowell has 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block. Nicole Rasmussen, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Valerie Pates had some early foul trouble. She has just 1 rebound. Premise Siebert has 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. And Mariah Zwiener is the leading scorer in the game because she's hit a couple of threes to help out. 8 points, 2 rebounds. I had 8 rebounds for Pleasanton in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They have not attempted a free throw yet in the basketball game. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Pleasanton, 7 in each quarter. Foul situation, Alyssa Stubbs has 3, 2 each on Courtney Dowell, Valerie Pates, and Brenna Sievert. Pleasanton had 14 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, the Lady Bulldogs have 24 points, 14 rebounds. They have not attempted a free throw. They're 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 14 turnovers. And in a battle of 0-6 teams here in the Consolation Girls game, at the half, it's Pleasanton 24 and Litchfield 20. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll have the start of the second half in 1 minute on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Well, Litchfield will get the ball to begin the second half here against the Pleasanton man-to-man. Find themselves trailing 24-20. They have not run in the ball game. Had a couple of ties as they try to get it inside Siebert. Will get the steal. Litchfield back on defense. They played some zone. It looks like they're going to start the second half of a man, and Zwiener has an open three and hits another one. That's the range for Mariah Zwiener, her third of the night, and the lead immediately goes out to 7 at 27-20. Pleasanton's been up by 8 on a couple of occasions. Litchfield's been able to close the gap a couple of times, but they've never been able to catch him after trailing by 8. They got it down to 4 on a couple of occasions like they did at the half. Trojans on the right elbow, get it to Unix. She'll bring it out to the wing, crossover dribble into the double team. Great pass to the back door, a short jumper up and in by Stidham. Her first bucket of the ball game, well set up offensive play there by the Litchfield Trojans. 27-22 in favor of the Bulldogs and off the pick. Here comes Sal. She'll hustle down the lane, throw it up, no good. Great job there by Picker to just kind of let her go. Then Taylor gets the rebound, and up the floor come the Trojans trying to get a little momentum here early in the second half. Unick back up top to Stidham. Gianna goes left side to Frunk. Frunk comes in, the leaner from 12, no good. Offensive rebound and a foul on Siebert as Hope Downer gets the offensive board. She'll go to the line and shoot two, and the foul on Siebert will be her third. That's one thing I'm sure that had to be talked about in the halftime locker room by Brenda Pate. A lot of people with two and even three fouls for Pleasanton. Not a deep team. They can't afford to get in any real foul trouble as Downer will put the free throw up and in. That's her second point of the ball game. Siebert out. Mickey Aaron's in. So Siebert and Stubbs each have three fouls. Second free throw Downer will not go. And Mariah Sweeter will have her third rebound of the basketball game. 27-23, Pleasanton, 6.5 to go, third quarter. Inside Rasmussen, there's a good spin move with the left hand. She'll put it up, no good, but draws the foul. If you can get that ball to Rasmussen where she can use her left hand, she's very dangerous. And Nicole will head to the line for the first free throws of the entire game here for Pleasanton. And the first one is up and in. Foul on Litchfield is going to be called on number 30, Tiana Stidham, her first. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Picker, and Taylor will get it up the floor into the hands of Unick. Unick down to the baseline, tips away, and they'll have to take it out from underneath their own hoop. Litchfield ball. They'll stack everybody on the right side of the lane here and Stidham to throw it in. Both back doors wide open, and they find her, and up and in is Taylor Picker. Nobody saw Taylor Picker break away from the top of that four-person stack, and Picker will put it in. She's got a bucket in every quarter, six total points, and now trying to make the steal. A foul on Megan Frunk. But a couple of nice plays that have been just well executed, coming off a pick, just running the basic play. And the foul on Frunk, her first team second. Inbounds pass comes to Aarons. Aarons tries to get the bounce pass into Rasmussen, and Frunk steps in front and steals it away. First turnover of the half for Pleasanton. And Litchfield will bring the ball up. Stidham off the pick. Comes to the left-hand corner. Cut off there by Dow. Tries to force it inside. And it's deflected away. Zwiener knocks it into the hands of Dow. Steal made. Dow a long pass to the other end. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Litchfield. Into the ball game for the Trojans. Here comes Bridget Jansen. 5:42 to go, third quarter. 28-24. Pleasanton leading Litchfield. And Pleasanton trying to get it into their own corner. Outlet to Zwiener. It's tipped, goes into the backcourt, but that's okay. It was touched by Hope Downer. And it'll get it into the hands of their point guard, Mickey Aarons, the freshman. Comes around the right side, off a couple of picks, runs out of real estate, tried to wrap it around to Rasmussen, but couldn't get the job done. Ball stolen by Jansen. Left-handed layup, no good. Offensive putback, no good. How about a third one? Picker, it won't go. And finally coming out of that pile will be number 12, Courtney Dowell, with her fifth rebound. She's 100% go all the time, sometimes a little too quick, but got that up into the front court quickly. Down to Rasmussen, picks her dribble up, needs some help. Oh, then she dribbled again, must have been deflected out of her hand by Picker, and so Rasmussen said, thank you very much, and she'll put it up and in for her ninth point. 30-24, Pleasanton. Litchfield up the floor, and a double dribble is going to be called on the Trojans. For Litchfield, that'll be their third turnover here in the half, 12th of the ball game. Pleasanton has 16. Don't forget the boys' game coming up next. Between these two schools, Pleasanton and Litchfield played in the championship game of our pre-holiday tournament. Right wing with it, get it to the elbow, down to the low block, Rasmussen dribbled it off her leg, and then it rolls off of a Litchfield foot and out of bounds. Plenty of holiday tournament action all over the place next week. We'll tell you some about it. I know that we'll be in Ravenna, we'll be at Amherst. We'll have folks in Minden as the jumper off the inbound is no good by Dowell. The rebound is run down by Kelsey Unick, her second of the ball game. And her pass goes to the Litchfield bench. Tried to throw it to her guard. Her guard cut into the lane, and there was nobody there. So Litchfield will give it right back. Again, both teams trying extra hard. Both teams are 0-6 here in December, trying to get that first win and have a good feeling going into the holiday break. Pleasanton goes to the Arapahoe tournament. And Litchfield will be just up the road at the Arcadia tournament. They play Arcadia in that first round, and Pleasanton plays Arapahoe in the first round. Jumper up, no good. Rebound brought down by the Trojans' Taylor Picker. She's got four rebounds here in the quarter. And Litchfield, down by six, has the ball midway through the third quarter. Stidham, bounce pass underneath, got it to Picker. Picker puts it up and draws the foul. Again, some pretty good passing here in the third quarter by the Lady Trojans. Just haven't been able to execute all the shots, been held to 5 points. The foul is going to be called on Zweeter, and Mariah with her first. Two free throws coming up to Taylor Picker. These will be her first free throw attempts of the ball game, and the first one right through there. Nothing but net here in the old gym at Pleasanton. Aarons comes back in for the Bulldogs, and for the Trojans, Olivia Wardine. Wardine, Stidham, Picker, along with Jansen and Downer on the floor for the Trojans. Second free throw coming up for Picker on the way, and that one's a little strong. And Sweeter will pull down the defensive rebound here for Pleasanton. She's in there with Aarons. Stubbs has come in. Pates, and on the right wing, Courtney Dow. Dow tries to get going off the dribble. Nowhere to go, cut off in the corner, lobs it into Zweener, but overshoots her, and Picker's there for the steal, and then the outlet pass comes up on the stage towards us, and they'll give it right back. So Litchfield committing a few more turnovers here in the third quarter than Pleasanton, and the Bulldogs get another chance here as Aarons will bring it into the front court. Over to Stubbs, left side, that's the weak side, she drives in with a little left-handed runner up and in. Alyssa Stubbs with her first bucket of the ball game. The lead's back to 7, 32-25. Litchfield just can't get anything going to make it a one-possession game. Coming around the right side, we've got another double dribble on Wardine. She came off one pick and then ran into Zweener, trying to keep the dribble, couldn't execute it cleanly, and the ball belongs to the red and white of the Bulldogs. That'll allow Litchfield to put a little pressure on. Ball comes into Mallory Pace. She has no problem bringing it across the timeline. Gives it off to Aarons between the circles, leading it 32-25. Tries to get it over to Zweener, and it's going to be gets out of bounds. A little hustle there by the Trojans, and again, it's Hope Downer. And Pleasanton will throw it in. Again, Mickey Aarons, the freshman. Again, Kelly Bauer has been out the last three games here for Pleasanton with an ankle injury suffered Friday against Overton. Ball gets down to Rasmussen, spins and draws the foul. And Nicole Rasmussen will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Rasmussen so far at the line, 1-2. That was earlier this quarter. And the first free throw is up and in. The foul was called on Caitlin Crafter, who just checked in. That's her first. Second free throw now for Rasmussen. On the way, and it is good. So Rasmussen hits them both. She's got 5 in the quarter and a game-high 11 points. And it's the largest lead so far of the evening for Pleasanton. 9 points, 34-25. Litchfield, top of the circle, swings it over to Jansen on the left side of the key against the Pleasanton man-to-man. Up top to Crafter, who had a good second quarter. Bounce pass right side to Shepherdson. Got around the defender. Short jumper, though, missed. It hits the rim. Rebound brought down by Nicole Rasmussen. And Litchfield's just got to make a few more of those. They do such a good job on getting by the defender but can't finish on those short little jump shots or runners. Rasmussen, low post on the other end, tries to get the fade away, covered well, kicks it out for a three-pointer. A step of the net for Stubbs. Alyssa Stubbs hits the three. Pleasanton hasn't shot a lot of threes, but when they do, they've made them, and it's 37-25. Pleasanton with the lead. Crafter all alone in the right-hand corner, one-on-one with Sweeter. Bounce pass over to Shepherdson. Back out to Crafter. Takes the three. Can't get it away with Zweener there. And has to clear it out. Out to the right side of the key. Up top, she'll go to Olivia Wardine. Wardine looking for a shot here. Pleasanton's man-to-man defense getting a little stronger. And a ball poked out of bounds by Mickey Aaron. 1:43 to go, third quarter. Pleasanton 37, Litchfield 25. Pleasanton's on a 7-0 run here to take the lead out to 12. Crafter with it on the inbounds for the Trojans. They'll get it down to the right-hand corner. Shepherdson ball fake, trying to find the post player. And our bounce pass will be kneed out of bounds. Litchfield will have to try it again. Trojans got to find a way to knock down some outside jumpers and loosen that defense up with the Bulldogs. They continue to pack it in. Backside's open again on that inbound pass. But it's dropped out of bounds. It goes. That's what we're talking about. Litchfield's had a lot of looks. They just haven't converted on most of them. Or as many, we should say, as they'd like. Not most of them, but as many as they would like to. When you've got to look at a 2- or 4-footer You want to finish. Now Aarons comes down, lost the handle, somehow got it back to Rasmussen, missed it, got it back, missed it again, and Litchfield Shepherdson comes up with a loose ball. 1:10 to go here, third quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Litchfield bounce pass right side. Good go by Caitlin Crasser to come out and meet the ball. Now she'll come into the key off a couple of picks and call for a travel. Seen that a few times from Litchfield. They get off that pick and then they forget to take that extra dribble. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Polk of the Trojans. 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, and your score, Pleasanton 37, Litchfield 25. We'll be back after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, and especially I want to thank Ricky Westland and Ron Wymore and all the fine folks here at Pleasanton today. We had some phone issues here in the old gym, and so we had to do some scrambling before we came on the air. And as always, more than helpful, everybody here at Pleasanton, and we thank them for that. And we are on the air to bring you the game as Pates will drive in off the pass. Short jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Shepherdson, but she has it stolen away by Dowell, who then trying to set her feet is called for the walk. So right back over to Litchfield. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, the boys' game will follow starting between 7:30, 7:45 over in the new gym. Here at Pleasanton, the consolation games being played here in the old, and Pleasanton and Litchfield are playing in both. And then in Arapahoe and Bertrand play the consolation boys are playing the championship girls right now. And here's a reach in and steal by Mallory Pate. That's the ninth turnover of the quarter for Litchfield. They had nine total in the first half, and that's the main reason they're not getting any closer here. Dowell tries to throw it inside. They get it back. Good steal by Shepherdson. Fifth turnover by Pleasanton in the quarter. 6 seconds to go. Midcourt with 4 seconds to go. The ball deflected out of bounds with 3 seconds to go. That may help the Trojans. I'm not sure they knew how much time was left. It will be Crasser to throw it in. Crasser to throw the ball in. Needs to look to the front court. She does. Gets it in the hands of Downer. Downer casts it up at the horn, and it does not go. Got a pretty good shot for Zwiener being in her face and put it off the heel of the hoop. And that is the end of the third quarter play. Pleasanton has scored 7 in a row, and at the end of 3, the Bulldogs 37, the Litchfield Trojans 25. Fourth quarter is a minute away on Classic Hits 98.9.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pleasanton will get the ball to start this fourth quarter of play and waste no time. Courtney Dowell takes a three-pointer. It's no good. And Pleasanton, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. 3 of those made by Mariah Zwiener. She's got 11 points. So does Nicole Rasmussen to lead Pleasanton. Litchfield's 0 of 2 from beyond the arc. 37-25 to score. Litchfield is led in scoring here by Taylor Picker. got her for 6 points here in the basketball game. And inside they get it. Little fadeaway jumper by the Trojans. This won't go. The rebound brought down by Mariah Sweener. And then as she tries to get it out to Dowell, overthrows her. And out of bounds it goes. 20 turnovers in the game for Pleasanton, 18 for Litchfield. Everything else fairly similar. Free throw shooting, 7 of 14 for Litchfield, 2 of 4 for Pleasanton. Rebounds pretty even as well. Pleasanton has a couple more in that department. Ball deflected out of bounds again. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, we'll have a quick Misco Sports postgame show so that we can pack up and go across the street and do the boys' championships. Taylor Picker will get the inbounds pass here for Litchfield. Top of the circle, passes up on the three, gives it off to Wardine. Wardine is going to be fouled as she takes the shot of the lane from 10 feet away. And the foul is going to be on Brenna Siebert, and that is her fourth personal foul. Pleasanton has committed a lot fewer fouls in the second half than they did in the first. But that's still the fourth on Siebert. And Wardine to shoot the free throw, up and in. 3 points now for Siebert. Only scored 5 points there in the third quarter. For Litchfield, second free throw is no good, and the rebound will be brought down by Nicole Rasmussen. That is her eighth of the basketball game. And here come the Bulldogs into the front court. Driving in Dow, across the double team, out to Zweener for three. That one will not go, and the rebound brought down by Taylor Ficker. I've got her for five rebounds all here in the second half. Into the front court with it is Olivia Wardine. Wardine works herself to the left wing. Kicks it off there to Krasner and back up top. Reverse it right side into the hands of Unick. Unick comes in on Zweener and scores. Kelsey Unick, her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got 5 points, 37-28 is the score. And we've got a timeout called by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They're going to use a 30-second timeout. 6:38 to go in the game. Pleasanton 37 and Litchfield 28. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Litchfield.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back with our producer, engineer Stacy Johns. Doug, good with you here on KKPR on this Tuesday night before Christmas. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody out there as we bring you the final night of basketball in the state. The five-day moratorium begins tomorrow. That way teams can start practicing and playing again as early as Monday. 37-28 Pleasanton, 6.5 to go in our game. Girls' consolation, both teams looking for their first win of the year. Into Rasmussen, turnaround jumper, partially blocked in there by Krasner, who gets the rebound. And Caitlin will be fouled as Rasmussen kind of fell on top of her. And that'll be the first personal foul on Nicole Rasmussen. 6:15 left in this basketball game. And Litchfield will bring it across the timeline. Dribbling to the right side is going to be Kelsey Unick. Off the pick to Megan Frunk. Tried to pick and roll. The ball is swatted away. We're going to get a jump as Zweener blocks the shot. The arrow does point the way of Litchfield. Picker wasn't quite sure what to do. She knew if she took another half step, she was going to be called for the travel. Litchfield to inbound it here underneath their own hoop. They've had some success by getting some backdoor layup attempts off that. Not this time, though. And the ball will be taken away by Courtney Dowell. Dowell one-on-one the other way. Puts it up. Can't get it. Got her own rebound back up, and it's good. But Dowell stuck with it. She got 8 points and six rebounds. And the first points of the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. They lead it 39-28. Litchfield off the right side of the key. Again, dribbles into traffic. Stubbs takes it away. Turnover number 20 on the Trojans. And Rasmussen will bring it into the front court here for Pleasanton. Over on the left wing to Stubbs. Back up top, they'll go Zweener. Reverse it to Pace. Into the corner, Dowell for three. And so very good. Courtney Dowell back to back buckets. And the 3-point bucket is helping Pleasanton tonight. That is their fifth. And it's 42-28. The lead now 14. And at the other end, we'll get a foul called on the Bulldogs trying to reach in and get that steal. It'll be on Mallory Pace, her third. She had two very early in the ball game. Has been pretty guarded, hasn't really been involved much in the game since then. No points, one rebound, inbounds pass, Litchfield drives in, the jumper no good by Wardeen, got her own rebound, it won't go the second time, and Rasmussen finally comes out of there with the loose ball, and a foul going to be called on Litchfield. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Trojans. Five been called on Pleasanton. It goes on Olivia Wardeen, her second. Pressure being put on by Litchfield of the backcourt. Mallory Pates tries to dribble around it. Close to a walk, gives it off to Dow, who hustles it into the right corner. Back out to Zwiener. Back to Dow. Zone defense by the Trojans, and Pleasanton using a little clock here. Trying to get it into Rasmussen. Dribbles into the heart of that zone. Triple team. The ball deflected away. Picked up by Dow to Zwiener for three. Mariah around and out all the way around twice, and it's spit out. And the rebound brought down by Picker. Up the floor come the Trojans. They need a couple of buckets here if they want to try and stay in this basketball game. A lot of dribbling there, but no shot by Wardeen. Over to Krasser, who has her shot blocked by Stubbs. And up the floor come the Bulldogs. Nicole Rasmussen will bring it all the way to the baseline. They let her go, and then trying to come over with the help defense, Caitlin Krasser will be called for her second personal foul. 15 fouls, so Pleasanton will have it underneath the hoop. And coming in for the Bulldogs will be Mickey Ahrens and Brenda Siebert. And a timeout going to be called here by Litchfield. They'll have two remaining. 4:12 to go in the basketball game. Girls' consolation of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. It's Pleasanton 42 and Litchfield 28. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Simatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And welcome back to Pleasanton in the old gymnasium here. Been a while since we did a game here, but there have been some classics in this gym. I'll tell you, back in the day, you wedged them in here with a shoehorn, and what an atmosphere it was. Right now, the Lady Bulldogs looking for their first win of the season out of the timeout. We'll get it over the pace. 18-footer, no good. Rebound brought down, no, on the offensive end by Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens will be fouled on the putback. Foul's going to go on Taylor Picker. That'll be her second. I think maybe Litchfield will know they're going to change that. Caitlin Krasser, her third. And at the line, Ahrens to shoot two. The first one no good. Mickey looking for her first point of the basketball game. Second free throw gets us there. So Ahrens will hit the free throw, making it 43-28. And back into the ball game is going to be Felicia Shepherdson for Litchfield. Litchfield has the basketball. Shepherdson, Picker, Eunick on the floor along with Wardeen. And that's going to be Jansen. They get it inside. There's a good little jumper by Eunick that's off the glass from 5 feet and in. 42-30. Pleasanton with the lead. 3:50 to go in our basketball game. And Pleasanton in the front court. They get it to Ahrens, left side. Back up top, reverse it over to the left wing. It's stolen away. The steal by Wardeen. Wardeen gives it off the last minute to Eunick. And that kind of kills the old fast break. But they do save the possession. Jansen, left side, and a foul going to be called on Courtney Dowell going for the steal. That'll be her third and the 16th foul. So Litchfield will have to take it out of bounds. Trojans, one way they could get back into the ball game is shoot some free throws, and every foul from here on out will let them do that. Throwing the ball in, Kelsey Eunick dumps it into the left-hand corner. Around the defender, short jumper is going to come up short that time for Wardeen, and the rebound to Brenna Sievert. That's her fourth of the ball game. And up the floor with an Ahrens. Ahrens trying to go all the way in. Cut off there by Wardeen, and they'll kick it into the right-hand corner. Now underneath Sievert, wide open, got the pass. Brenna Sievert, her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got six in the ball game, and it's 45-30. Pleasanton up by 15. Litchfield basketball out on the right wing. That's going to be Olivia Wardeen. looking for the cutter. Fixer dribble up and a timeout going to be called here to save the possession for the Litchfield Lady Trojans. They'll have one timeout remaining with 2:53 to go in the basketball game. It is Pleasanton 45, Litchfield 30, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
2:53 to go in our girls' consolation game here at Pleasanton with the score 45-30. Pleasanton leading Litchfield. The Trojans will have the basketball coming out of a timeout. Olivia Wardine, front court right side. Covered there by Aaron. Gets rid of it to Unix. Back to Wardine. They got a play set up. Trying to find a post player here. And off the pick, there goes Wardine left side. But it's deflected out of there. On a block shot by Nicole Rasmussen. Picked up in the corner there by Litchfield. And a foul going to be called. Just too much reaching trying to knock the ball away. Foul on the Bulldogs. And this one is going to go against Pates. And for Mallory, that will be her fourth. And it will put Litchfield at the line to shoot a 1-1. So Pates and Siebert each have four. Courtney Dowell has three. And Kelsey Unick, who is one of two at the line, according to our book, will have a 1-1. And before that happens, Alyssa Stubbs will be out of the ball game here. She also has three fouls for Pleasanton. And the free throw by Unick is on the way, and it's off the mark, no good. Rebound skims off to the right side, and Rasmussen has done it again. Another 10-rebound performance. She had 10 last night, a double-double here, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Couple of blocks there for the only senior on the roster, and they get it to her again on the low block, but she's bumped out of there, has to get rid of it to Dow. Dow drives the baseline, uses Rasmussen as a screener, and hits the 7-footer. Courtney Dow with 7 in the quarter, 13 in the ball game. 47-30, Pleasanton pulling away. Litchfield drives right down the middle lane, and Unick will lay it up and in. And she's got 6 points in the quarter, 9 in the game. 47-32, 2 minutes to go. Bounce pass right side. Litchfield trying to find a way to get a steal. Pass comes up to Brenna Sievert. One dribble. Skip pass right side. Dow. Dow pulls up. Doesn't take it. Over to Aaron. She'll try the three. It's too strong. Long rebound is tipped around for a while and eventually ends up in Aaron's hands. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. They'll have two remaining. 1:37 to go in our basketball game. It is now Pleasanton 47 and Litchfield 32. Girls' consolation of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. We'll take a break and hear from some more of our fine sponsors. Be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And Litchfield has the ball out of the Bulldog timeout, trying to work some clock here now. Up by 15 in a minute, 30 to go. Mickey Aaron gives it over on the right side to Sievert. Sievert to the high post. Rasmussen looks at the hoop, but it's double-teamed out to Sievert. She casts up the three. It's no good. Rasmussen, though, will go high in the air for the rebound. Out to Dow. Her 11-footer rolls off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Bridget Jansen for Litchfield. And Bridget will bring the ball up the floor. Long outlet pass. Got it down there for a jumper. Shepherdson, 8-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Picker, and she'll be fouled. Taylor will go to the line and shoot the 1-1. And another timeout by Pleasanton. Up by 15, less than a minute to go, and they're going to call another timeout here. Of course, they haven't been in this position, and again, as we said throughout the last couple of broadcasts, the Lady Bulldogs, they have not been in a spot where they have been to win a ball game, and most of these kids have seen hardly any varsity playing time. It looks like Coach Pates maybe is going to sub in a couple of kids that haven't been in, and that's one of the reasons she wanted to call the timeout here to get them in. We'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Checking into the ball game, Kara Dowell along with Marina Royal for Pleasanton. Also in there, Jenna Martin and Kayla Linden. Mickey Aaron stays in. And the free throw by Taylor Picker is off the iron, no good. And checking in here for Litchfield is going to be Hannah Coles. Second free throw now coming up for Taylor Picker. On the way, and that's off the front of the iron. Won't go. Bodies collide. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Pleasanton basketball. With 54 seconds left in our game, this goes for the postgame show coming up. Litchfield's going to throw a full court press on here and try and get the steal. Instead, it's going to be kicked away. So they've got some of the Litchfield starters against the Pleasanton second team trying to get some easy steals. And Dowell will get it in. This time it's Kara Dowell, the Jenna Martin. Ball loose in the backcourt. And a travel going to be called on Pleasanton. That'll be their third turnover of the quarter. But number 22 in the ball game, and Litchfield will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Kelsey Unick will throw it in. Looking backdoor, got it in there to Olivia Wardine, and she's fouled. So Wardine will go to the line to shoot two. She's one of two, has 3 points in the ball game, has a chance to add to that total right here. And the foul as the free throw's up and in. Guess it doesn't really matter who the foul's on, but it was on Mickey Aarons, her first. Second free throw now by Wardine. On the way, and it's sitting on the rim and in. So Wardine able to hit them both and put the score a little bit closer as Kara Dowell looks to throw it in, and it's going to be tipped away and out of bounds. Litchfield still trying to force some turnovers. 46 seconds to go, 47-34 Pleasanton. And Pleasanton putting in everybody that hadn't got a chance to play yet, and they're having trouble just getting the ball in. To Marina Royal hands it off, and up the floor with it comes Martin and dribbles out of bounds. She ran out of real estate. A Pleasanton turnover. So Litchfield, it's Litchfield basketball. Pleasanton tried to sneak in there and take it out. Good try. Litchfield to throw it in. Kelsey Unick at midcourt. Gets it to Olivia Wardine. Tries the right side of the key and just fouled. All these Pleasanton kids are trying to do is keep them away from the hoop. And a little quicker on the Litchfield side. And Pleasanton getting called for the foul. Jenna Martin, her first. And more free throws coming up. Olivia Wardine to shoot two. And Pleasanton calls a timeout. 34 seconds to go. It's 47-34. Pleasanton will be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Just 34 seconds remaining in our girls' consolation game. Pleasanton's going to get their first win of the season. Litchfield trying to add some points here as the free throw is up and in by Olivia Wardine. 47-35. Second free throw is coming up. And Wardine's going to be a little short. The rebound bouncing around, still loose. And finally, Taylor Picker picks it up. She'll throw it up towards the hoop. It's no good. And coming out of there with it is going to be Kara Dowell. gives it off to Mickey Ahrens. 25 seconds to go. Ahrens into the front court. Gives it off into the right-hand corner. A three-pointer is on the way by Linden. No good. And the rebound brought down by Bridget Jansen. Jansen will push the ball up the floor. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Lob it underneath. And the jumper up and in by Hannah Coles. Coles' first shot of the game is good. And time will expire. The final score, Pleasanton 47 and Litchfield 37. Coming up next, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll run down all the final numbers for you right after this timeout.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight. They're open 8 o'clock Wednesday and Thursday night, and then Christmas Eve until 2 for your shopping convenience. And right now, all Husker apparel is 20% off. They've got a great selection of dumbbells. They've just put in some more weights for the first of the year if you're looking for that New Year's resolution. If there's somebody that you just can't find a gift for, they'll be happy with a gift from Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers as Pleasanton defeats Litchfield 47-37. For the Lady Trojans, they had a total of 8 players score. Hope Downer, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Megan Frunk had a block shot. Felicia Shepherdson, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Olivia Wardine, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Caitlin Kratzer, 5 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Kelsey Unick led the Trojans with 9 points. She had 2 rebounds. Kate Sweeley had a rebound. Bridget Jansen, 3 rebounds. Taylor Picker, 6 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. Tiana Stidham, 2 points and a rebound, and Hannah Coles had 2 points. 10 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Litchfield, 6 of 10 in the first half, 5 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half. The Trojans did not attempt a 3-pointer in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 11 in the second half. Litchfield had 20 points at halftime, 17 in the second half. Litchfield finishes with 37 points, 27 rebounds, 11 of 22 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 20 turnovers. Litchfield will fall to 0-7 and play next Tuesday against Arcadia in the Arcadia Holiday Tournament. And for the Litchfield girls, their next game in 2011 is right back here at Pleasanton because the boys then play that final week of the season. We'll come back and look at the Pleasanton numbers in 1 minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, 6 different players scored for Pleasanton, 3 of them in double figures. Courtney Dowell ends up leading the way tonight. 7 of her 13 points came in the fourth quarter, 13.6 rebounds and a block. Kara Dowell had a rebound. Nicole Rasmussen, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. Mallory Pates, 1 rebound. Mickey Ahrens, 1.2 rebounds. Alyssa Stubbs, 5 points and a block shot. Brenna Siebert, 6 points, 4 rebounds and a block. And Mariah Zwiener, 3 threes tonight, ended up with 11 points, 5 rebounds and 1 block. 14 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting all in the second half where they were 3 of 6. 3-point shooting for the Lady Dogs, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Pleasanton had 24 points at halftime. They scored 23 more in the second half. And the Bulldogs finish with 47 points, 30 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from three-point land, 6 block shots and 23 turnovers as Pleasanton gets their first win of the season to improve to 1-6 with a 47-37 victory over Litchfield. And up next for Pleasanton, they play Arapahoe Monday at the Arapahoe Holiday Tournament, SEM and Hayes Center, the other two teams that are in, or Hitchcock County, excuse me, that are in that tournament. We'll take a break and swing over to the other gym as Bertrand and Litchfield play the boys' championship, and we'll have that for you in about 15 minutes. This is Doug Dennis saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9. Merry Christmas from Misco Sports. 47-37, Pleasanton wins the girls' game.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.